Looking directly across the river from the Prince of Wales Quay, there are two remaining warehouses, although back in the day there were many more lining the river. The two that are still there were built in 1745. They were built as processing centres for exported and imported goods. The river has played a significant part in Cardigan's history, including its commercial history. Coming this far upriver was a tricky job for larger ships. The incoming and outgoing tides were forever altering the navigability of the river, with ships getting stuck. Tyvee pilots would meet vessels at the mouth of the Tyvee and bring them safely into Cardigan to pay taxes, unload goods, and repack ships to bring cargoes to other ports. Exports at the time included herring and salmon, slate, bark for tanning, corn and ale. Imports included oranges, timber from North America and Norway, coal and culm, and manufactured goods. In the 18th and early 19th century, Cardigan was the commercial centre of Cardiganshire. It was the most important port in South Wales. From 1775 to 1780, Cardigan's port was ranked 9th amongst the leading ports handling coastal trade of England and Wales, excluding London. In 1815, there were 314 ships registered here, which is 7 times as many vessels as Cardiff had and 3 times as many as Swansea had registered at the time. Needless to say, Cardigan was an affluent town. Industries that developed in the area included shipbuilding, brickworks, a foundry, rope makers and sail makers, industries which employed over 1,000 people. The man with the crystal ball, David Davies, he also owned the two warehouses that we talked about earlier, foresaw the importance of immigration in the 1800s and began converting his ships for human passage to North America. Records show that between 1820 and 1950, 89,603 Welsh migrants settled in the United States. History shows that reasons for Welsh migration was a repeating of history. People migrated because of religious intolerance and because of new opportunities. At the time Cardigan was redeveloping ships for human transport, the Welsh valleys were becoming significant sources of employment and wealth due to coal mining. Workers would go to the valleys to learn skills and a trade and then immigrate to America, where they would earn more, being part of the booming railway expansion that was going on at the time.